This is a without a net. Here's a jar which is running low on prompts. Trivial but deadly. Well, the first thing that comes to mind, they're not really trivial, but they're trivial in size, is I think about pathogens. And I think about how such a small creature as the rabies parasite can affect the behavior of a large creature, of a big dog. And I think about something that I think about quite often is parasites in general and how, who's in charge. There's the horsehair worm who will get into the body of a grasshopper or cricket and then get bigger and bigger and bigger. And at some point, it needs to be released into water. So it will cause the cricket or grasshopper to jump and to make its way to water and to jump into water, at which point the parasite kills the host and escapes. And there's other parasites I've talked about before who, like lancet liver flukes, will their host sets are a sheep or cow, and then they get pooped out, and then a snail eats the poop, and then it burrows its way out of the snail shell and exits in the snail slime and gets eaten by an ant, and then it takes over the brain of the ant and causes the ant to climb to the top of a blade of grass and clamp on at night, and then it waits there hoping to get eaten by a cow or sheep and starts the process over. And another one that I've talked about before that I just find so fascinating is there's one that goes between, it gets eaten by birds, and then the bird poops it out, and then I think there's an intermediate host, and it eventually ends up in a fish, and then it causes the fish to swim to the surface of the water and flash its belly, and then that makes it easier to see and easier to catch for the fish, for the bird, who is the next step in the cycle. And those parasites are so important to the nutrient cycle that if they're not present, a lot of the water, a lot of the birds will die of starvation. So they actually drive the entire community. And so you could think that they're trivial in terms of size, not in terms of import. And also we could think they're deadly, but they're actually driving the entire community. So they're not really deadly. They're deadly to the individual. But it does make me wonder, and this is a question I've been asking for decades now, is who's in charge and how do, you know, it just, as the grasshopper is hopping toward the water, is it thinking, no, I don't want to go to the water. Is it fighting with every bit? Or does it have it rationalized? Oh, you know, I've always thought that's a beautiful pond and I've always wanted to go swimming. I've never been swimming. So is it a purely mechanical taking over of the body that makes it move, or does it have it rationalized? And of course, you can see where I'm going with this, which is, you know, we're killing the planet and that's just crazy. And yet we seem to be moving on and we have it rationalized. And you know, I'm not suggesting that there is some sort of, you know, parasite has taken us over and is driving us to this, but it is a question that I asked in one of my books, especially Dreams and Songs of the Dead too, where I asked, you know, this behavior is just so crazy. It can't be. I mean, I don't know how many of you will wake up in the middle of the night and for just a moment you think that this destruction of the planet is just a terrible dream. And then you go, oh no, yeah, it's really happening. But it's so mind-boggling to me that we're actually basically sleepwalking into the death of the planet. And well, that's one way we can take this. Another direction we can take it is years ago, I was asleep and it was a cold night And the house that I was living in at the time, my house, was the builder had screwed up and put the pipes in the ceiling as opposed to in the concrete foundation. And I woke up one night to the sound of a waterfall in my bathroom. And that was because the pipe had burst and was shooting water down into the room. So I went outside and turned off the pump and then eventually got a plumber to fix it, et cetera. But the point is, had I been on tour when that happened, it would have destroyed my house. And the thing that was really interesting about it is the hole was like half inch long and a quarter inch wide. And it was interesting to me that one hole, a half inch long by a quarter inch wide, could destroy an entire house. And if you know me at all, you know where I immediately leapt to that is small, trivial problems can shut down larger complex systems. And I think that that is something for us to think about, those of us who care about resistance and those of us who care about stopping the dominant culture. It would behoove us to look for trivial but deadly, but which I don't mean killing, but I mean fatal error, not as in killing, but as in, you know, you can have a fatal error in a computer program. So I think it would behoove us to also, as members of a resistance, to think about trivial but deadly flaws in the system.